This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The more of an intelligent, informed person you are, the more you're probably noticing that the people around you are becoming increasingly stupid. The world is being dumbed down. And it's for some very logical reasons that aren't going away anytime soon. So get ready for the wave of stupidity to descend upon humanity. It has already begun. And part of it is because, of course, from smartphones. That's right, smartphones make people stupid. And it's not just the smartphones themselves. It's really all technology that takes away the mental practice that people used to have to engage in. Is sort of moving the cognitive exercise away from the human brain and onto the circuits, the processors, the CPUs, the software of the digital devices such as Androids, smartphones, iPhones, and so on. But that's just the beginning. You know, we have computers that have taken away really the memories of people. Before the internet, you used to have to memorize a lot of things and keep a lot of information in your head. Now you just look it up online. So you're getting bad information now, and then they believe whatever they read. And so you have a population that has lost its collective memory, and people don't know anything anymore. They're really becoming just extensions of whatever narrative is being pushed online or by the search engines or Wikipedia, which is a complete fraud. Nevertheless, you know, like you, I feel like I live in a world where we're surrounded by increasingly idiotic individuals. And there is a dumbing down that's happening out there for reasons that we've talked about. Fluoride in the water literally makes you stupid. The scientific studies talk about the IQ drop from drinking fluoride. You know, there's lead in the water, right? Flint, Michigan, and other places. And lead makes you stupid too. Causes mental retardation as one of its primary side effects. And then we've had this story recently about all these over-the-counter medications, like cold medicines and such, that also dumb you down and make you stupid. It's hard to explain the concepts of reality, which are complex, to a population that's just totally dumbed down. Like, how do you explain economics to people who can't do math? How do you explain the compounding interest on the debt? How do you explain the creation of new money by a central bank and the resulting devaluation of the currency in circulation? How does a democracy survive when the voters are incredibly stupid? If the voters have no concept of anything other than they're going to live on their next paycheck and eat at McDonald's and get their vaccine shot and watch Fight Night on TV tonight, if that's their world, how are we supposed to have a sane, competent, representational democracy or republic? And the answer is, ultimately, you can't. Because the government reflects the intelligence of the people. And as the people are getting dumbed down, the government becomes more corrupt. The government becomes larger and more corrupt because there are fewer people standing up against it and demanding competent, efficient government. So government becomes inefficient and bloated. You know, it becomes a mass of waste and fraud. And then people keep voting for it because, you know, the corporations run the ads on TV that tell you, oh, Hillary Clinton cares about you. But if you're stupid enough to believe that, then you might vote for her, you see. So the real issue is that a society based on a voting system where the votes are cast by people who are incredibly dumbed down because in part of technology taking over for their brains, and also in part because of the chemicals in the drugs and the fluoride, then that society cannot survive. So that's the society that we live in, you and I. You know, we care. We care about people. We care about our future. And we're smart enough to understand that the current system can't deliver that future because it's bound to fail. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger Store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below 1 part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.